It is a John DiBella Show weekly podcast. Thank you for coming in and checking it out. Hopefully you're in doors, that is, and not outside. If you are outside, hopefully you can hear me through the chattering of your teeth. We got all 5 days of John DiBella Show here lined up and ready for your listening enjoyment. Stay warm, kiddies. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Here's the clips. Roll them!
I gotta tell you, I mean, you know, I don't know who planned the calendar this year, but the idea of we had a 3-day weekend, mm-hmm. but it was also Valentine's Day, President's Day, today's Fat Tuesday, tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. Who planned this? Why are all these days like within 5 days of each other? It's just absolutely crazy.
Back to work from a 3-day weekend. Wish I was sleeping late in my bed. No barbecues, just my stupid boss in view. There is nothing we can do. Tuesday's here once again.
Booyakasha!
The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again.
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Are you ready for a comfort food fest this year?
Yeah.
It is going to be really, really big this year. This year it's going to be in the Simeone Foundation Automotive Museum. I'm telling you, there are cars in this place. I mean, there is easily, Dave, no exaggeration, there's about $1 billion worth of cars in this place. I mean, there are one of a kinds. There is a 3-seater Ferrari. All right, and it's not like, you know, the center seat. Right, is in the center of the car. It's literally in the center of the car. It is just absolutely amazing to see. And just cars that you've only dreamt of ever even getting near. They're there.
Bond cars?
You know what? I'm not sure if there are Bond cars there.
I may have to be restrained if there are. Should be cool.
I'll give you an idea. How cool is this museum? Jay Leno comes to it regularly.
Wow. The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're normally saying.
MGK.
Every day I run into all kinds of problems. If not here at my job, then when I get home. F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh F my life. Go ahead with your own life, mine really blows.
It is time once again for us to search the files of FMyLife.com. These are actual stories posted by people who, but believe me folks, you think things are bad for you, I promise you, that is not as bad as they are for these folks. And you can go check them out yourself. Obviously, you figured out what the F stands for. The very first one is, Steve posted this. Today, my girlfriend broke up with me after I beat her once again in a trivia game. She said I was cheating. And if I was cheating in the game, I was definitely cheating on her as well. F my life.
All right, Cassie wrote, today, the CEO of my company leaned over and said, hey, I've been meaning to thank you. I thought he was going to thank me for all of my hard work, but he continued, for wearing that shirt, I can totally see your boobs. F my life.
I got one from Bob who says, today I introduced my dad to my girlfriend. He looked her up and down and said to her, beggars can't be choosers, am I right? FML.
Oh, wow. Poor girl.
And this last one from Joanne. Today, a creepy old guy kept hitting on me in line at the subway. I got scared and told him to back off because my dad was waiting for me outside. He replied that he wouldn't object to a 3-way.
Ew. Oh.
F my life.
F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh F my life. Go ahead with your own life. Mine really blows.
John DiBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Today, Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent. Right now, Dave is the only one who's committed to giving up anything for Lent. Liquor.
Yes, liquor.
Liquor.
It's a good
liquor.
One. I think that's a good idea.
Can't drink it
well,
like I used to. Well, see, now there it is,
right? He can't drink like he used to. So,
why not give it up?
You might as well give this up.
Wean myself off.
All right. You know, it's hard to believe that I'm a bigger drinker and druggie than he is.
You are.
And
right?
He's younger, yeah.
You know. Meanwhile, Lauren, his wife, French fries. Right.
That's what Lauren's giving out?
That's her crack.
Good.
Yep. Turtle, what are you giving up?
Iced tea.
Oh.
He drinks it every day. That's a big one.
Oh, my God. The pain of no iced tea.
What are you giving up?
Iced coffee. No. What about you? What are you going to give up?
Come on. Really?
Really? Really?
Are you honestly asking me this question?
What are you going to only give up half of, then? You half Christian, you.
I don't know. Nothing. I haven't thought this through. I don't give anything up.
I've got a guy here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the bravest man in the world. A man who's giving up Facebook.
I'm sweating. My hands are shaking. Oh, my stomach. So nauseous. Oh, that wasn't air. Can't cope.
Dude, it's only for 6 weeks.
6 weeks? Oh, give me that keyboard. Oh, yes. Oh, sweet, sweet Facebook.
This has been a man trying to give up Facebook for...
Don't you judge me.
Get help, dude. Just get help.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
I want to get to a clip of Dennis DeYoung. It's Dennis DeYoung's birthday. Dennis DeYoung of Styx is 68 years old today. A fun guy, a really great guy, a man who's been a friend for a very, very long time, and a whack job. Because even when I ask him a simple question about influences, watch where it goes. Is there a concert for you that really blew you away, that made you go, I'm going to take my music to the next level? At any age, well, once you became a rock star or prior to becoming a rock star?
Yes, I think the most recent Lady Gaga concert made me, you know, find my wardrobe for the next 6 years.
I was going to say, that's why the band's costumed.
I actually have, I don't have a meat suit, but I do have some meat in an old pair of jeans that I wear on stage. Actually, bacon. No, I think, obviously, you know, when the Beatles played All My Loving on Ed Sullivan, I was watching it, and it was the first time I saw it, and then, you know, that determined my fate. And the funny thing is that 2 weeks later, at a high school dance, I met my wife. And so, in that two-week span, in 1964, you know, my life was pretty much set on course. Outside of that initial thing on Ed Sullivan, I can't really say that any concert has been, although I did get to meet McCartney in 91. You know, I was really cool when I met him. I said, Paul, so my wife had to speak for me for the first 5 minutes. I was like paralyzed.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
As much as I would like to, you know, pound would be the wrong word to use for 50 Shades of Grey, you got to hand it to the movie. I mean, people are like lemmings, but still, all right, it brought in $81.7 million over the weekend. Okay, it was a holiday weekend, but it was the best President's Day weekend opening of all time.
What does that say about us as a society?
I don't like it.
Right, the second biggest February debut ever and the fourth biggest R-rated debut in history.
Wow.
And, you know, 81.7 million. Although, if it had some competition this weekend, I bet you wouldn't make it into the top three for the second weekend in a row. Mm. All right. And all of us, you know, I mean, we avoided it because, you know, as far as I was concerned, right, this movie wasn't going to be about torture. It was just going to be torture. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, but Turtle, he went and saw it. What made you want to go see this movie?
I didn't want to go see it.
Oh, okay.
I was dragged to go see it.
I see.
Was it Valentine's Day? Is
well,
that what
I planned
did
a dinner by Mel. Dave, you know where Mel is in Promenade.
Promenade,
and
yeah.
The Rave, which is the movie theater right across the street. Mm-hmm. She goes, let's go see 50 Shades of Grey. I'm like, really? But it was a light NBA basketball card.
I see.
I was giving her a night, so I had to give it up.
Is that why you went Friday?
Yeah, because there's nothing going on.
He also thought it would end well for him. Come on.
Yeah, well, it was the most boring movie I probably. And I'm not a big movie person, but this thing was boring, man. Acting sucked. It was just dry. It was really dry. And
it's
it
not
just
why people
forever.
Went to see it.
Oh, the sex scenes weren't that good, man.
Really?
Just, no.
Okay. No. All right. Well, just you give us an idea, because what I put together is I put together 10 reviews of this film.
Okay.
All right. So these are the 10 shades of gray that we have here, which actually makes it the 50 shades of All right. And you just back us up.
Okay.
Just yes or no. All right. Tell us it right. All right. I'll start off. This is the Tribune News Service. As clinical as a classroom lecture.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
All right. The Movie Minute said a flaccid S&M movie that's more infuriating than titillating.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yep. USA Today says, sitting through this tedious S&M melodrama may feel like its own form of torture.
Yeah, exactly. That's torture.
Rolling Stone magazine said, about as erotic as an ad for Pottery Barn.
New York magazine said, my God, does this thing go on?
Followed by Red Eye, who said, should have unofficially be titled, So Can I Spank You or What?
IndieWire said viewers will be seeking a safe word to escape this two-hour mess of half-baked excess.
Yes. That's about right, yeah.
Dallas Morning News says, it's hard to remember the last time this much sex was this tedious.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
That hurts. Yes. That's a painful review.
Arizona Republic chimes in, for a movie where people are naked for a large chunk of time, it sure is boring.
Yeah, can't agree more.
And last one, number one here, Film Rocket says, as exciting as a rectal exam.
You can relate?
I can relate.
That's yes?
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right.
Who's the dude with the lube? Have you seen my pants? And why the hell do I have on these nipple clamps? He seems to me to be a successful man. He said, with this rope, I'ma tie up your hands. When Christian Grey spanked me on my bed. Yes, I have a safe word, it is Portugal. Ball gags, handcuffs, he has the works. With his riding crop, he tells me it's gonna hurt. When Christian Grey spanked me.
John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
I wonder how many people ride along on a car do that same thing that we do.
Every time.
The air keyboard at the end of the song. Air piano, it would be. Led Zeppelin and Jamaica, the John DeBella Show, 16 degrees outside. A partly sunny day today. Some snow showers later on. High temperature, about 28 degrees. Speaking of doing things along in the car, on Friday, Cindy, you are going to join us for the Ultimate Classic Rock Sing-Along, aren't you?
I am.
Yes, okay. And you're going to videotape yourself doing it.
I guess I am.
Yes, I know. Well, that's the
deal.
You're
going to have to get out of the nightgown.
Right. Oh, you can stay.
Stay
in your normal. And you know what? You know what would be even better?
What?
Nightgown, right? Robe.
Uh-huh. Curlers.
Yeah.
And cucumbers on the eyes, if possible.
I see the silhouette of a man, Scaramouche, Scaramouche.
Oh, man, she'll steal the show.
If you don't know about this coming Friday, we're doing the Ultimate Classic Rock Sing-Along, and we're asking you to do this with us. 7:40 Friday morning, we are going to play Bohemian Rhapsody, and we will sing along to it here in the studio. We're asking you to sing along as well and videotape yourself doing it. Now, just send us a clip of you. You don't need us to send us the whole song. Just pick a verse or, you know, a lyric somewhere along the line that you're singing, and then just send it in to sing@wmgk.com, and then over the weekend we're going to put together the entire song as a video with all of the listeners singing along. So this should be a lot of fun. And Cindy in curlers, what more could you ask for?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I have other important breaking news here this morning.
Yes, what?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the rock star Rob Van Winkle
Yes.
AKA Vanilla Ice.
Ice, baby.
He has been arrested, right, for stealing items from a home. All right, you ready for this? At Lantana, Florida, police say that Ice, Rob Van Winkle, he's got a TV show on HGTV. It's a DIY show.
A renovator of some sort, right?
It's a renovation show, because that's what he does for a living now. He's no longer rapping. He's no longer rapping. He is a renovator. The Vanilla Ice Project, it's called. You know, and everybody walks around, you know, working on stuff as they're going, dun, 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 right? It just so happens that it's adjacent to a house that got burglarized. Mm-hmm. And as they did some investigation, they found that things that were missing were furniture, bicycles, a pool heater, all came from a foreclosed house right next door to the house that Rob Van Winkle, Vanilla Ice, was renovating.
Convenient.
Right? So when they went inside to take a look, right, and ask some questions, there's all the stuff.
Right.
And he's like, well, it was foreclosed on. I mean, like, you know, just nobody's got it and don't really need it, you know? It's just...
Cops, yell, stop. And put your hands in the air. Then some cop put his gun to my head. They put me in a pair of handcuffs, cause I broke in my neighbors and stole stuff.
So what did I steal?
Yo, I don't know. A bike and some stale Oreos. I took a pool heater and a brass door handle. I'm a superstar burglar now, it's a scandal. What I did was stupid, so dim-witted. I got a good lawyer, so I hope I'll be acquitted. Heist, heist, baby.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Once again, we're putting this together, and the location is just going to blow people away. I'm telling you, when you see this place, I got a private viewing of the place. A couple of months ago, the Simeone Foundation Automotive Museum, right. and it's a doctor here in Philadelphia, all right, a neurosurgeon who has been building this museum. He's been collecting these cars for years, and it's just it's incredible when you see these cars. It's like you cannot believe. We're talking about Le Mans winners from like the turn of the century to modern stuff. Sweet. I mean, it's just amazing car collection. And then on top of that, 10 of the greatest restaurants in Philadelphia all putting together their idea of comfort food. We've got Marcy Turney from Budden Maryland's, which is a great spot.
I don't know.
I'm telling you. Oh, you're gonna love this place. All right, she's gonna be cooking. We got David Walty from Harvest Seasonal Grill. Do you know Citron and Rose? This is it. I guess that's Narberth at Citron and Roses. Valentin Bay is the chef there, and I mean, it's just all these chefs coming together to put their twist on comfort food, and it's just gonna be a fine time. But in order to get there, you got to get an invite. In order to get an invite, you can go to the members page at WMGK.com and sign up for it, and the luck of the draw decides who is going to go.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
So yesterday, we were talking about something in the studio. I don't know, what made you bring up picking shears?
Crafting? I have no idea.
We were talking about Lila and her cutting.
Lila and using...
She loves to cut paper.
She likes to cut paper. She's going to be a cutter. That's going to be...
She's emo already.
She's already emo.
Shush.
Right? You know? So anyway, but it got me to thinking, because I remember being a kid and how much fun picking shears used to be. You know?
Sure.
You know, when I was a kid, my mom had picking shears because women made their own dresses at home.
Right.
Back then they would dress patterns, and you'd go to the store.
Buttermilk or whatever they were.
Something like that, right?
Butter something.
You know, so but you always would steal them and make snowflakes or do whatever you do because it was so cool. And it got me to thinking about other things that household items that I turned into. Now think about this: household items that you turned into toys, okay, or made part of your imaginary world, whatever it was. I used to take shoe trees. Right, and you know, an older shoe trees, they had a double hinge on them, and I would use them as the propulsion controls on my rocket ship. right? And would sit there and I would like, and I'd have to make that noise also. And I would be going out into space in my rocket ship.
This is 100% sincere. That's the cutest thing I've ever heard. That's really cute. Captain Ham Hands.
What's sick is I still do it.
That's not cute.
When I'm putting my shoes away.
You're weird.
Come on. Did you do something like this?
Actually, we had two of those mashed potato mushers.
Right.
Pardon me. And my brother and I would have sword fights with them.
Really?
Yes. Like we were, because we did Luke and Leia and Han. Like we pretended.
Poke an eye out with those.
No. They were flat. They had that like wavy ribbon pattern. Potatoes, and we would, I'm God.
Swashbuckle with those.
Yes, exactly.
I had the pots and pans.
Band drums,
of course.
Okay.
Dad's saw blade symbols.
Sin.
I had like the weirdest thing of every. I used to take empty toilet paper rolls and like wet them down and flatten them out and pretend they were like papyrus.
What?
Say, well, what?
Papyrus?
I don't know what that is.
It would be like papyrus. It would be like stiff paper. Yeah, papyrus. What the Egyptians wrote on.
Yeah. Only hers was poopyrus.
Poopyrus. But that was the doot-doot.
That's where I thought she was going.
I thought she was going for the doot-doot.
Well, that too, probably.
That's what my dad used to say. Well, I remember telling my dad that I wanted to play guitar when I was like 6 years old, and he knew that, like, no, this is not the time. He says, no, you should play the doot-doot. I said, what's the doot-doot? And he goes into the bathroom, and he empties an entire roll of toilet paper, right? So he could get to the core, and he comes out going, do you know, to this day, when I change a roll of toilet paper, I have to do it at least once, right? So I want to open this up to everybody, right? What household things did you turn into toys when you were a kid? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. As a kid, I mean, I had a great imagination, so did my brother, and we would turn anything into a toy. And I just saw a picture of some guy who bought his kid a trampoline for Christmas, right? And the two kids were camping in the box.
There's no better present than a box.
They weren't on the trampoline. They were camping in the box, right? So it's always fun to do that. And the question at hand this morning is, okay, that's not a toy. Or what household item did you turn into a toy? Let's go to phone. Start with John. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Hey, John. How's it going?
It's going just great. So what household thing did you turn into a toy when you were a kid?
My son used to open up the Lazy Boy chair.
Right.
Dump all the trash in it from the trash cans and then close it down like a trash truck.
I'm sure his mother was thrilled.
Let's go over to Diane. Diane, what did you turn into a toy when you were a kid?
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
I used to take my mom's yardstick when she was sewing and tie seam binding on it and make a guitar.
That's great.
How classic.
Cool. Dottie, what did you do?
My brother and I, we used to take the center of the wrapping paper roll and have sword fights.
That was the best part.
Dottie, I'm surprised you don't still do it. I do. Right? Every Christmas I have a fight with my wife with wrapping paper rolls. Right? I come upstairs with two of them, throw one at her and go, I'm God. Have a good morning. Hey, Jim, what did you turn into a toy? What household thing did you turn into a toy when you were a kid?
Blankets.
Blankets? What did you do? Would you make a tent?
No. We would roll them up into like cylinders.
Right.
And we'd strap them to our back and play Sea Hunt. I go back a little far.
Just you and me, Jim.
Sorry, guys.
It's just you and me.
All right.
Bob, what did you do? What did you use? What did you turn it into?
Old-fashioned clothespins. We used them as bombs for our little plastic army men.
The wooden ones.
The wooden ones.
With the little head. The little round head.
With the little heads on them.
Right.
And we would pick them up and throw them across the field and then act like bombs. Blow people up.
Bombs away!
Right. And then you get a little green blood all over you.
Me too.
Joyce, all right, so what did you turn into a toy when you were a kid?
I used to run around the house. I would grab my brother's athletic supporter, pretend that I was a pilot.
No!
We're at 20,000 feet and something smells funky up here.
Have a great morning.
You do the same. Thank you.
We got other things that got turned into toys. An old fashioned hand egg beater made a great machine gun.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I actually have one of those.
All right. And then use a folding carpet. Oh, I did this. Use a folding carpenter's ruler as a walkie talkie.
As a
walkie talkie. So you would take the folding carpenter's ruler. And you take one part
that's
of it and stick it.
That's
the antenna.
Right.
And then that one was from Joe and Collegeville. And then Gary says a broomstick makes a great baseball bat. Right. Thank you, Gary. Right. Philadelphia, the stickball capital of the world. Thank you. You were the only one who did it, Gary. You're the only one.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
It was on this date in 1977 that Manfred Mann's Earth Band and their lyrically imprecise remake of Bruce Springsteen's Blinded by the Light hit number one on the charts. Bruce got nowhere with this song. As a matter of fact, Clive Davis nearly threw it out. Hmm. Right? You know, it got nowhere with the song at all. And it was Philadelphia's very own Ed Shockey who suggested to Manfred Mann. Manfred Mann was looking for music to play, right, to cover, and Ed suggested Bruce Springsteen, and Manfred listened to the album and said, oh, gee, I'll cover this song. But when we spoke to him, we asked about what's this whole douche thing all about, and he said it was a technical problem.
No, that was a technical fault.
Okay.
It's really hard to explain, but something happened with the tape head so that the words went kind of shh instead of, it's supposed to be deuce.
Right.
In fact, what happened, if you want to know the story behind
it. Would love to.
At some point, Warner Brothers phoned me up and said, look, the Southern Bible Belt stations don't like the word douche. And I was told, look, they won't play it, and this might make the record unsuccessful. So I kind of figure out, okay, I'll see if I can correct it, which in those days involved putting it back onto a tape machine and altering the angle of a tape head. It's really strange. And we fiddled and fiddled. And we got it to sound like deuce, correct. But the rest of the track just sounded horrible. All the drums sounded wrong. Everything sounded wrong. So I figured out, well, I'm sorry, I can't change it. I'm not going to make a bad record. So I just said, you know, I'm sorry, we can't change it. And they released it. And then in the end, people used to say to me, do you know why it was so successful? Number one, actually all the way to number one. I said, no. They said, it's because nobody knows whether it's a douche or douche.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Yesterday, when I heard about these trades, now look, I am not an NBA basketball fan. I mean, you know, I follow the Sixers. I always want to know what they're up to. And I was really beginning to buy into this whole rebuilding thing. But when I heard that Michael Carter Williams was traded, I screamed.
Their staple guy, right?
I screamed. The rookie of the year, right? I screamed at the radio. I screamed, what? I mean, just like, what? And then immediately call Turtle, right? Because Turtle, not only a sports guy, but a basketball, a complete, that is
B-ball's his game.
That's
sport.
That is
your sport. So now, ladies and gentlemen, because I could not go off properly on this, and it deserves going off on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, ladies and gentlemen, 60 seconds with Turtle and the 76ers. Go.
All right, so the first thing is the slogan was Together We Build. Remember that 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is not Together You Build, okay? This is just blow the whole thing up. And if I see Sam Hinkie in the street, I'd knock him dead in the face. That's how much I hate the guy. I'm being serious. How do you trade away your point guard, the guy you sold us on 2 years ago, to be the point guard in the face of the franchise? And you know what else is worse, John? They called season ticket holders Wednesday, promoting MCW next year. Promoting
what?
Him, saying he's going to be, him and Noel, they're going to be superstars. And then he trade the guy, and then he trade a rookie of the year, another rookie, KJ McDaniels, who's probably the only electrifying guy they have on the team, and they trade him away. Okay? Then the only guy they can't trade is a guy we haven't seen yet. How does that make any sense? Joel Embiid, this team's a joke. It really is. The franchise is a joke. I can't believe it. As a basketball fan, I'm ashamed to be a 76er fan. I can't believe it. I'm shocked. I'm stunned. I can go on for days on this.
Okay?
I really
seconds.
Can. And then the bottom line is that they expect people to buy tickets and go to these games when you're watching a D-League team. Guys that don't even play high school basketball anymore. They stink. It's pathetic.
That,
it's
ladies and gentlemen, was 10 Minutes with Turtle and the 76ers.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
102.9.
Get that away from me. I will kick you.
MGK.
If for some reason you're just tuning in on this, it was last week that we asked our listeners, hey, what is your favorite sing-along song when it comes on the radio? And we took the top 10 of those and gave people the opportunity, actually the top 5 of those, and gave people the opportunity to vote on what number one was. And it ended up being Bohemian Rhapsody. And I said, here's what I want to do. And we set it for today, that today, 7:40, we would play Bohemian Rhapsody. We would sing along here in the studio, videotape ourselves doing it. And hopefully you will videotape yourself doing it. And as we've asked, once you've got your video clip, and don't make it more than 10 seconds, you could do a few of them. Do some in the front, some in the middle, some in the back. Maybe you want to do some when the guitar part comes, so you can do the head bob, right? But
Dave's taking it to a new level.
Dave's taking it.
I'm next level.
Not only does he have on a Flash Gordon T-shirt,
a la Freddy,
homemade, by the way,
Target, right? But he's got a Freddy 70s porn mustache and the buck teeth
with the teeth.
It's a nice look. I'm actually digging this. I wish I could do it in real life.
Yeah, you're not looking at it. So once you have your video, just send it to us, email it to us to sing@wmgk.com. So you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's go, man.
All right. Turtle, you ready back there?
Yeah.
All right, rest of you guys ready?
Everybody rolling?
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Is this the real life?
Oh, God.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Cause I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Jen!
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Dave!
Mama! Wasn't ready.
Life has just begun. In all the way.
Take it, John!
Mama! Ooh. Didn't mean to make you cry. But you're not back again by this time tomorrow.
Help the words.
Carry on!
I lost my place too.
Carry on, as nothing really matters.
Reset.
Everybody. The solos suck.
Too late. My time has come. Sent shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Gotta leave you all behind and face the truth.
A little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
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 Galileo Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah!
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah.
We will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
The judges will never let me go.
No, 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 no.
Mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub, there's a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Everybody head bob.
So you think you can stone me and spit in my eye? So you think you can love me and leave me to die? Oh, baby, can't do this to me, baby. Just gotta get out, just gotta get right out of here.
Can see nothing really matters, nothing really matters to me.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Wow. John Fogerty in center field. Before that, some of the worst singing in the history of recording. All right, you know,
wow.
Well, see, the thing is, and this is where, you know, our listeners have an unfair advantage over us, because when you're sitting in the car alone singing, you sound great,
and you don't hear yourself in your ears.
It's like being in the shower too.
Right, exactly. You sing along to the song with headphones on, and knowing that there are like a million people listening to you, you sound like suck.
It was so bad. It was good though.
Exactly.
It was fun.
I
agree.
So please, I hope you videotape something. If you didn't get a chance to do it while you were driving, just sing us. Sing us a line from the song, and you know, like a 10-second video. That's all we need. And then send it off to sing@wmgk.com. And hopefully by Monday, we'll have enough of these done that we'll be able to put together the entire video, and you'll be able to see it on the JDB Show Facebook page. Let's check in with Cindy, whose microphone I forgot to open while this was going on. I'm sorry about that.
I was actually very relieved. I'm afraid to listen to my report.
Well, we're waiting to see the video.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!